And joining us this week has been Pastor Josh Hester from Vision Ministries. How are you, sir?
Oh, doing quite well. Thank you.
So you got to follow Three Wise Prize Guys. Are you ready for that?
Well, what's kind of funny is, you know, they're called wise, and we're talking about spiritual gifts and talking about wisdom. So
that's
kind of following them a little bit.
Yeah.
Hey, I know Wise Prize Guy number three, you know, he just got blasted a little bit, but he sounds like a party animal to me.
He does. He is the wildest of the three, yes. Yeah. He has a good time everywhere he goes.
Oh, yeah, he sounds like it.
He's always having a fun time, so we will give him that. All right, well, we're going to turn things over to you and let you share what God's laid on your heart.
Awesome. This whole week we've been talking about spiritual gifts, and you can find those spiritual gifts in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and in Romans chapter 12, seeing that we're in the season of gifts, you know, whether you're receiving them or giving them, or you have a list of them that you want, and there are gifts that the Lord wants to give to us, and he actually asks us to ask for these gifts. And so in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, he talks about wisdom, knowledge, faith, gifts of healing, miraculous powers, prophecy, distinguishing between spirits, speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, while Romans chapter 12 talks about prophecy, serving, teaching, encouragement or exhortation, giving, generosity, leadership, and showing mercy. And so we just want to talk a little bit about wisdom, because wisdom is a gift. It may not be the most flashy in all of the gifts, but friends, I believe it is definitely one of the most important, in that it helps us to make right decisions and to have right judgment. So there are so many different verses that talk about wisdom. You can find them in the book of James chapter 1, where it says, if any of you lack wisdom, ask, and the Lord will give it generously. I mean, there's numerous proverbs that talk about wisdom. And I just want to read out of James chapter 3. We're going to read a few verses here that talk about wisdom from verse 13 to verse 18. And it says this. It says, who is wise and understanding among you? Let them show it by their good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. But if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Such quote-unquote wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder in every evil practice. But wisdom that comes from the heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy, good fruit, impartial, and sincere. Peacemakers who sow peace reap a harvest of righteousness. So it just kind of talks a little bit about what wisdom is and what it isn't in James chapter 3. And the vital thing about wisdom, of us wanting and desiring wisdom, is because, friends, wisdom, it's so important because, friends, I believe that it will help save us. It'll save us from going down a path of bad decision making. I believe that, friends, that wisdom is the very thing that helps us to, you know, say yes to God and no to sin and no to temptation, and to make decisions that actually honor God. Friends, all too often I believe we live in a day and age where too many people are guided by their feelings and their impulses. Well, friends, we need to be guided by wisdom. And so not guided by how we feel or guided by what we think, but being guided by wisdom. And so, friends, wisdom will guide followers of Christ to make the very best decisions for their lives. Why? Because if it's of the Lord, if the Lord is breathing his wisdom on you, then, friends, know that the Lord is going to help us when in decision making to make the very best decisions for our lives. And so I love, there's a quote from J.I. Packer, and this is what he says. He says, wisdom is the power to see and the inclination to choose the best and highest goal, together with the surest means of attaining it. So friends, we need to have wisdom. We need to ask for wisdom. We need to ask the Lord that he would impart his wisdom into us, that it will help us in every single day of our lives, whether we're at our job, our workplace. Friends, asking the Lord to have wisdom, and if you're a business owner and making decisions, we don't want to make unethical decisions, or the average person from cheating on their taxes or doing things that are illegal or against the law. Friends, I believe wisdom helps keep a person's mouth guarded and helps us to keep our mouth shut when we want to say words that are going to tear down and destroy people. Friends, we need wisdom desperately so that we can walk out this walk in the best representation of Jesus, because that's what we're called to. We're called to be salt and light, friends. We're called to represent Christ wherever we go. And so, friends, I believe wisdom, it will save your life. I believe it'll save your marriage. It'll save your ministry. It'll save your business. It'll save you from going down a path of wrong decision making and help keep us guarded. So, friends, my prayer today, as we're giving and receiving gifts, I pray that in our prayer time, as we're thanking God for all the many blessings that we have, that we would include in that prayer, Lord, would you give me wisdom, supernatural wisdom? God, it's one of your spiritual gifts that would help empower my every single day living so that, God, I can represent you the best. And so I can find myself making the best decisions that I know that you want for me to make in my life.
That's a good word, Josh. Would you go ahead and pray for our listeners this morning?
Absolutely. Well, Father, we just thank you, God, again, for the amazing opportunity that we have to share your word over the airwaves and across Northwest Ohio, and then and also all of our listeners that are tuned in all across the United States. God, what a gift it is. And Lord, we thank you that, Father, your word, it penetrates hearts, God, and minds and souls, and it turns people's lives around. And Lord, we thank you that, God, would your word just, God, breathe on us, God, fresh and anew. God, would you just, God, empower us with your word. Would you empower us, God, with your supernatural gifts, God, with your spiritual gifts that you desire for us to have, that we can walk in a supernatural life that empowers us to make right decisions, God, to be the best representation of you, God, to live a life that is pleasing to you. And Father, we thank you, God, for this weekend. God, I just pray, God, that there would just be, God, just an amazing weekend, God, as we're coming up to the climax of Christmas. God, I just thank you for the spirit of generosity that is across our nation. Lord, thank you, God, for all the many things that you've given us. Lord, we ask, God, that you would empower our lives. We ask this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Pastor Josh Hester in with us from Vision Ministries. Pastor, tell us about Vision Ministries.
Vision Ministries, we're a church that has two locations. We have one in Central City on the corner of South and Broadway. We've been there for about 12 years, our South Toledo campus, and we've had the privilege of ministering to the urban context for, again, 12 years. And it's been a phenomenal journey as we're continuing to do that. We do that through church services and having various outreaches. Many people know of our church through Vision Kitchen, where we serve hot meals 3 days a week. And we have holiday outreaches and things like that. And then we have our Waterville campus, which we meet in the Waterville Event Center. So we're a mobile church, younger and smaller yet growing church. And so if they want to find out more information about either of our campuses, or they want to find out maybe if they want to get plugged into maybe one of our outreaches like Vision Kitchen, they can go to our website, which is found at vision.today. And there's plenty of information on our website about all of that stuff.
Josh, thanks so much for being in all week long. We really appreciate it.
Man, thank you for having me.
And I've enjoyed the wide variety of hats that have been worn this week. rocking the 419 tonight.
Yeah, you know what? It's, multifaceted.
That's right. Hey, thanks, Josh. Yeah.